Wow, that song, right? The Adolphin Friendly Heroes. Guys, you're listening to RDU Breakfast. I'm chatting with none other than Tom from the band. Gosh, Dolphin Friendly, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm up and I'm bright awake. Everything's all good. I'm not tired or anything.
No, good.
I'm fully awake.
Thanks for coming into studio.
No, no worries. I also totally knew that I had to come into the... had to come into the studio, and that it wasn't going to be a phone.
It was never going to be a phone. Totally, wasn't expecting that. Yeah, totally prepared entirely.
Yeah, we're good, living our best lives.
Yes, coming in hot, shall we say?
Coming in hot and heavy.
And that track came in hot and heavy too. Hero Skies, heavy. Oh my gosh. So what's the story behind the track, and how did you, I guess, land on this being the first one out?
Oh man, because like, so it's obviously heavy. It's a heavier song.
Yes.
And we've been taking another approach with the music, like going back more to our roots with the heavy stuff, a lot more like Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave and Chili Peppers and stuff. And that's just been our sound now. And Hero Skies, it's like an ode to all of our, you know, influences. And we thought that this would be a great sort of transition track. First single, EP, we thought, you know, this is like a good taster to kind of get a good feel for what this new EP is going to be like. Because it does get heavier.
Oh, it does. It gets heavier still.
A lot heavier, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what to expect now. Well, how did it feel, just the fact that I saw the cancellation? I was sad to see it. So, yeah, how did that feel?
It's a real shame. Like, because it's hard enough playing gigs at the moment. Like, we've been quite quiet.
Mm.
Over the last couple of months, and we had this coming up, and we're like, yes, like, finally got something out. Yeah, we got some music coming out. Let's celebrate, let's play a gig, and then obviously just get the, cut. But
yeah,
it could be a lot worse. Like, it's probably better off that we canned it rather than going ahead with it. You just never really know. It was pretty bad timing, obviously, with the case coming up.
Yeah.
Well, the two cases, I should say.
It was the same, like, what, 48 hours?
It's like they knew. Yeah, it was like, oh man, Dolphin Friendly for that gig? No, like, they got the button.
And they were ready. Dogging you. You're right.
But, nah, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, you kind of get over it. We're not the only band to do it.
We do what we can.
Yeah, exactly. Trust. Yeah, we do what we can. Thanks, Cindy. Yeah, you keep it real.
Yes. I've got a chat about all of the other artists you're working with. Mm-hmm. So who have been some of your favourite collabs?
Oh, man, 100% right off the bat. Big Seema. He's been so good for us. Like, he's been pulling through and rapping on our songs. He's just released a new song as well.
It's revolutionary.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah, he's been a great tie to have. Like, and it's just as he's such a good rapper. Like, he really is incredible at what he does. He comes in, what he speaks is real. What I really appreciate, his lyricism is great. He's been heaps of fun to work with. Like, seriously.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pleased. Gosh. Because I don't want to, like, dog myself, but I have been very drunk, very off it at several Dolphin Friendly gigs.
Oh, it's good to hear.
So, yeah. So, I guess, what is maybe one or two stories from such a gig that you could share with us? Because she's with us right now. I'm putting you on the spot, but yeah.
That's right. We've had
any fun chats?
I've definitely done some debatable stuff, but I don't even think that I topped the cake, because we played, I remember we played this one gig. It was over in Gore.
Oh, nice.
I might as well stop there. But it was in Gore. Is this festival, Burning Horse, where good mate of a couple of the bandmates run it. Real fun festival, heaps of fun, just pretty loose. We've done it a couple of years. And this has happened both years in a row while we've been playing on stage. Yeah, just doing our thing.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you get the odd person that will run up on the stage. Like, just, it's like common, I suppose.
A bit of flavor.
A bit of flavor. Just, you know, God doing that salt bay drop. Just like on there. But I think he might have just like overdone it. He might have just dropped a handful with this one. Yeah, heavy hand. And then this guy, he comes up. And initially I'm like, oh yeah, bloody shirtless, bloody idiot, you know what I mean? But he wasn't just shirtless. He was like less. Like, there's nothing on him.
Nothing.
And he jumps out. Yeah,
birthday
he's just like
suit.
Dancing around. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is cool. I look to my left and there's like security there. And he's just kind of like staunch, arms crossed. He's just looking over. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. We'll just roll it. Yeah, we'll just roll with the punches. Yeah, we'll just roll the punches.
Oh my god!
And this is 2 years in a row where this has happened.
Yeah, Gore showing out.
Oh no, Gore really showing out. Yeah, we should go there more often. Yeah.
What can you tell us about the unreleased tracks from Hero Skies or the upcoming album?
The new tracks are going to be hitting you quite hard, I suppose. We got CJ, Connor Jane. Marco Road bass player, he's been on the mix, doing his research, doing a lot for us. So we all got together and recorded this over at this B&B we hired out in Cass.
Was it Cass?
Cass? Where is it? Where is it?
I know Cass Bay. I know what you're talking about.
Was it? It was more like Oxford Ways.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And we just hired like a bunch of I wish I could have told you where we were. It's like we were there, yeah. But the place is called Burn Hill.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And we just hired a bunch of gear. We got CJ out. It was about 5 days of just recording, like nonstop, like 19-20 hours a day, just going at it. It was fun. It was heaps of fun. You get stuck into it when you momentum, do it. Yeah, exactly. You do get the momentum. Even when you know it's not going well, you're like, oh, I see. Just got to keep this momentum, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like when you find a coin on the ground, you're like, oh, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. It's like, well, hang on a minute. Mm. It doesn't work like that.
No, I get it.
Yeah, it was just nonstop. And we got Big Seamer in to do some, to reverse some of our songs. And yeah, that's going to be, that's about another 3 or 4 months away, I think. We got one more single to follow up with that. And that's going to be another hard hitter. That's going to be a good, like, you know, leeway into it.
I get you.
Yeah.
So you've set them all up. I love it.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, we've been a lot. It's been like a long time coming. Mm-hmm. So we've got the time to do it. That's the thing. I would be pretty gutted if we released it without a lot of thought. Just
throw it all out there.
Throw it all on the table. Uh-huh. But it was a bit of thought.
What does the future hold generally for you and Dolphin Friendly? Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll find out. It's hard to say. You know, I'm going to be lying to you if I would be like, yeah, we're just going to be playing gigs every week. That's the idea, you know. We've got the new EP coming out. Started next year. We got a tour to go with that. Obviously, we got plans for summer. We got Lee Currents on the table.
Nice.
Yeah, like I said, we'll just have to see what goes on. The vaccine passport is such a common thing being talked about, isn't it?
Yeah, too right.
Passport thing. So we'll just see what comes from that. I'm not going to talk.
Yeah,
about
hey, we'll see. Yeah, exactly. I'm not just to watch this space.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, good yeah, stuff. Yeah.
What are all the socials? Where can they, find Dolph?
Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. I wish we should really get on TikTok by now. Everyone's on TikTok. I always have real funny ideas for TikTok, but I think about it and I'm like, oh, would I just be using like Dolphin Friendly just to sort of plug my own funny videos?
Your own stuff. Yeah. No, I think it'd be all right. And then you can catch the third naked person in Gore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'll be away laughing.
You can see me. I'll be pulling out the camera. I'll be like,
security man in one bit of the video. Yeah, pan around. Nah. But it's been epic chatting with you this morning, Tom. Do you want the final words? What do you want to say to the listeners?
Oh, man. Just keep supporting local. I say it every time I'm here. You got like great things coming out. I know my good friends Two Woke for Toast and the Gateways, and I think it was Marsha, are all playing a gig tomorrow at Dark Room. Should definitely go to that. Keep checking out O3 Sessions. I was there at Mitch Dwyer's last Thursday, which is heaps of fun. Keep listening to The Space, keep listening to RDU, support RDU, and definitely donate for the cause.
Hey.
Keep it real, yeah, you know what it is. And
easy peasy.
Yeah, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Well, gosh, I will play us out with Hi, Dolphin Friendly.
Do it.
But yes, thanks for coming on in again.
No, thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me.